One Size Does Not Fit All, A Student's Assessment of School. Author, Nikhil Goyal. Why the Rush on Transforming Education? If someone frozen 300 years ago miraculously came alive today and looked at the professions, a pilot in a jumbo cockpit, or an engineer designing an automobile in a CAD system, they would marvel at how technologies had transformed the knowledge work. But if they walked into a university lecture hall or a traditional classroom in a school, they would no doubt be comforted that nothing has changed. The educational model is teacher-focused, one size fits all, and the student is isolated in the learning process. Yet the students who have grown up in an interactive digital world learn differently. Schooled on Google and Wikipedia, they want to inquire, not to rely on the professor for a detailed roadmap. In America, every 9 seconds a student drops out of school. 81% said that they wouldn't have dropped out if the subjects were more relevant to real life. Why do kids hate schools? Kids literally get arrested and thrown into a prison-like system. Prisons and schools are strikingly similar. In both cases, you are told what to do and when. Your schedule is dictated by bells, attendance is compulsory, social media is banned, and you are cut off from the rest of society. The system of state schooling emerged after Prussia's defeat by Napoleon in 1807. King Frederick William III reinforced a national school system. Children aged 7 to 14 were forced to attend school, and parents who didn't comply would have their children snatched from them. This system was highly influenced by the German philosopher Johann Gottlieb Fichte, who believed that if we want to influence the student, we must fashion him in such a way that he simply cannot will otherwise than what we wish him to will. Thus, a stockpile of obedient, prudent soldiers were made. Reinventing education. The question we need to pose to students, policymakers, teachers, administrators, and parents is, how can we reinvent education from the ground up? We must replace the model of education. Kids must learn how to face a world no one can predict. Let's start with the most straightforward ways to transform education. First, let's end grade levels. Grouping kids by skill level sends them a candid message to help them understand what their talents are and what they need to improve on. Second, let's recreate the classroom. John Le Carré once said, "A desk is a dangerous place from which to view the world." We need to get out of the classroom. The world is our school. Third, let's ensure the public is aware of the situation. Rarely do parents complain about excessive testing or not enough play and creativity. We need parents to get on board. The 21st Century Skills. Charles Fadel and Bernie Trilling, co-authors of 21st Century Skills, said they include the 4 C's: critical thinking, creative thinking, collaboration, and communication. In addition, Nikhil Goyal particularly highlights imagination and curiosity, taking risks, and overcoming failure. 1. Critical thinking. Students must be taught to examine, poke, question, and reflect on what they have learned. A survey revealed that critical thinking was regarded as the most important skill employees could contribute in helping their companies grow. 2. Creative thinking. Creative people are intrinsically motivated. They are creative if they enjoy doing a task. Giving people choices increases creativity. 3. Collaboration. The most important attribute employers want in their employees is the ability to work with others. Classrooms need to become synergy stations. 4. Communication. It's the act of relaying information clearly from one being to another. Strong communication skills are a necessity for success in almost every profession. 5. Curiosity. Kids are naturally curious, and they ask countless questions. Studies have confirmed that innovators are those who never lose the childhood inquisitiveness. Kids must be encouraged to formulate good questions rather than seek the right answers. 6. Risk-taking. It boosts learning, enabling kids to experiment with various ideas and approaches. Experiences that take you out of your comfort zone offer you a greater potential to know something you could never have experienced before. 7. Overcoming failure. Children who learn to do a battle and stumble, seconds later, they are attempting to stand again. They aren't afraid to fail. It is society that implants this fear. Through a process of experimentation, that's when true innovation blossoms. The doers. Karn Janapurkorn, the co-founder of Skillshare, a marketplace of classes to learn anything, says, "The education paradigm of the future is all about the doers, not the academics or theorists. A paper degree doesn't matter. You have to make yourself stand out. If you don't go to college, it isn't the end of the world. There are so many success stories of college dropouts. Schools kill creativity. People seem to believe that creativity is a magic, only given to the lucky ones born with it. It's not. A study was conducted on 1,500 kindergartners between 3 and 5 years old. They were given a divergent thinking test. The results were mind-blowing. 98% of the kids were classified as geniuses at divergent thinking. When we combine divergent thinking with convergent thinking, we can get a sense of creativity. Here comes the calamitous news. After 5 years of formal education, only 50% of children tested at a genius level. By age 10, 32% remain, and at age 15, 10% remain. When they tested 200,000 adults, only 2% were considered divergent thinkers. Schools kill creativity. Failure is an option. Catherine Schultz, a rongologist and journalist, says, "People think that when people fail, it is due to some personality or character flaw, because they are irresponsible, ignorant, or stupid. That attitude reinforces the idea that failure is a terrible thing. Yet making mistakes over and over again is essentially the way to becoming good at something." She also adds, "In general, kids learn much better when their beliefs are violated, rather than confirmed." When we discuss the stories of very successful people, we often neglect to mention their road to get to that point. We leave out their failures and the days when they wanted to quit. Failure is inevitable in life. Unfortunately, in school, children have been brainwashed into believing they aren't supposed to take plunges into uncertainty. The ludic age. According to Kathy Hirsch-Pasek, professor of psychology at Temple University and a world-renowned expert on play, kids need to develop the 6 C's skills: collaboration, communication, content, critical thinking, creative innovation, and confidence. A kid might get them, for instance, in the sandbox, when he's playing with another kid. When they are building a sandcastle, they are collaborating with each other and communicating their interests and desires, as well as listening to each other's ideas to build the structure. They will need an idea of content. How many pails of sand required to construct their dream? They will also need to think critically, because if they don't, the castle will fall down. Then, they will need to creatively design and innovate. And lastly, take risks when putting the last pail on top of the tower to be sure that it is sturdy. Finally, the dream castle is a reality. Futile curriculum. Author Kelly Gallagher identified 3 major problems behind the decline of reading among kids. First, he notes that schools value the development of test takers over the development of lifelong readers. Second, teachers overteach books. That is to say, they try to teach all the things in one book, rather than one thing in a really great book. Third, they underteach books. They just assign books without actually dissecting and explaining the material. Goyal suggests making reading personal and connecting it to the kids' lives. History is de-emphasized in school. The way it is taught makes students loathe the subject, because it is a process of memorizing hundreds of dates, people, and events. To make students love history, Goyal suggests using games in the classroom. He gained an appreciation for history and geography thanks to playing an online game called Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Nation builders. In South Korea, teachers are respected and lauded as nation builders. The same is true in Finland, where the best and the brightest go into teaching. Parents are putting their greatest treasure in the hands of teachers for 180 days a year. We have to make sure before the teacher enters the class that he's trained enough. Teachers don't reach their peak until several years on the job. That means they need constant professional development, not the absurd conferences where they just hear people market their products. Schools should allot a few days a month, fully compensated, for teachers to experiment, tinker, and learn how to apply new concepts in the classroom. Education can work if we give students dominion of their education. Honor teachers, fund schools adequately, and treat students like human beings. Instead of saying, "Let's prepare kids for real life," make school real life.